Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we welcome you. For those joining us on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106 Live, we're glad you could join us, as well as those tuning in around the world. Thanks to our friends at blogtalkradio.com. We're glad you all could be with us as well. Now, depending on when you're hearing this conversation, this book that we're discussing actually was just released. It's called The Progeny, and we're so excited to welcome to our program today best-selling author Tosca Lee to be able to talk about this book, but also about her own journey as a storyteller and what it's been like for her to weave these amazing stories and these characters and to be able to have readers around the world fall in love with them. If you're just hearing about The Progeny, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can get it for yourself. But Tosca, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. It's so awesome to be here.
Well, look, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Happy Pub Day to you for those joining us online. Tosca's book is just out today. You know, in this book, Tosca, like your others, I think the thing that they have in common, and I actually mentioned this in my review on Amazon, is that you have the ability to take us into these places that may seem foreign to us, but in situations, I think, that are so familiar to our own lives. I mean, what has it been like for you to not only to enjoy this writing process, but then to enjoy hearing the feedback from your readers?
Oh, gosh, you know what? The readers are the whole reason for doing it. I mean, you know, we communicate in order to be heard or to share ideas, and so the readers are everything. And so when I get the chance to hear, you know, how somebody, you know, enjoyed the story or how it touched somebody, that is the payoff for me. That is the most fun part. You know, because when you're writing these books, you're alone, you know, for hours
right,
and hours and
right.
hours and hours, and you think, is anybody going to get this? Is this going to resonate with anyone? So, you know, when the process is all said and done and the book is out and people start responding, that's the cool part. And, of course, I love writing, but, you know, you write to share. So
yeah.
It's kind of the completion of that cycle, I guess. Yeah.
Sure.
That's completion.
And the readers definitely, you know, appreciate it as well, Tosca. And the thing that you have been able to do that I think is so fascinating and has to be quite gratifying for you is that not only do you have, you know, readers, you know, just like myself and others who enjoy your work, but you have your peers that are big fans of yours. I mean, what has that part of the experience been like for you?
Oh, you know what? That is so fun. I mean, I think early on, you know, when you just start, you don't know a lot of other writers, and then you gain more peers who are doing the same thing you're doing. And, you know, it's so fun to be able to talk to them and say, you know what, I've got a heavy work weekend, and they're like, me too, and you can encourage one another. That is so cool. And, you know, I am blessed to call some amazing authors friends. And so it's a mutual encouragement, and it's just, it's fun to be inspired by other people doing the same thing because it pushes you to do better and to do more. So that's the cool part about it. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is it. And then, you know, I think for all of us, I think to realize that we have that gift, have a gift, and they are able to share that gift has to be great. In the book, The Progeny, we're able to meet Audra Ellison, and, of course, she is someone who has been given an amazing, you know, opportunity and responsibility in many ways. I mean, for yourself, Tosca, when did you realize the gift? When did you realize that writing was that thing for you that you had been given?
Oh, gosh, you know, it took me a while. I was published at a young age. I wrote my first article that was ever published when I was in third grade, and I won contests in school and stuff like that. But, I really wanted to be a ballerina. That was where my heart was up until my late teens, you know, after I tore a groin muscle and some different things happened that made me realize, okay, maybe this isn't going to work out. You know, I never really thought about writing as a thing or a career possibility until I was in college. And I was talking to my dad during spring break and talking about how, you know, our favorite books take us on roller coasters. It's like riding a roller coaster, whether it's, you know, a thrill ride because of the action, or whether it's an emotional roller coaster that, you know, takes us through an emotional journey. And I was talking about how I loved that, and I just blurted out, I hadn't really thought about it, I just blurted out and said, I'd really like to write a book. And my dad said to me, I was supposed to spend the summer working as a bank teller, and my dad said to me, I will pay you what you would have made working as a bank teller if you will spend the summer writing a book. And I was all over it because, A, I was a horrible bank teller, and B, this sounded way more fun. So that's kind of how I came into it, but it's not something I thought about since I was really little. But and I have to say, you know, we talk about gifts, and we talk about when people kind of hear the call of their gifts, and I believe that everybody has talents. I mean, not just one, but many. And I think that one of the ways that we discover what those talents are, what those callings are that we're supposed to be doing, is by listening to our longings and the things that give us joy and the things that we long to do. You know what I mean?
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. And I think, and that is not always easy. I think that's the other thing. And I think, you know, if you're able to move past even the difficulties and the challenges, and you know that this is what you're supposed to do, I think that definitely means so much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the thing about storytellers like you, Tosca, is that it's definitely not easy to do it. It's something you may enjoy, but it's definitely, you know, work. But to be able to have enjoyable work, I think it makes it all worthwhile. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome best-selling author Tosca Lee to our program today. She's celebrating the release of her new book, The Progeny. In this book, she introduces us to a fascinating individual, Audra Ellison. We're able to take a journey along with Audra, and Audra has a lot on her, Tosca. I mean, and the thing that I like about books like this, and that can sometimes be a little scary, is that you've written this book in first person. So we're taking this journey literally as Tosca. We're able to experience the world as she does, experiencing the hurt and the disappointments as she does, but also the danger. I mean, what was it like for you to slip into her skin and to be able to tell this story?
I love writing in first person, and I've pretty much done it in all of my books except the books Immortals that I wrote with Ted Decker. I love it because you really are looking out another pair of eyes, and you can do that in third person too, but in first person you have no choice, and you only see the world from that person's point of view. You only see what they see. You're not privy to any extra information. So that's the fun for me, because like you said, it is kind of scary. You know, it's, you can't pan around and see everything all around you. So, you know, as it's happening to that character, it's happening to you. And so it's challenging because you can't, you know, like I said, you can't add extra stuff or, you know, let the reader in on any other secret information. So I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah. And it's one of the things I think that is the other interesting thing is that with your work, especially like with The Progeny, is that you're not afraid to tackle, I think, some of the big things. And I think, you know, with this book in particular, and one thing I didn't say in my review on Amazon that I really believe this book shows us is that, you know, sometimes there are things that are more powerful than money. And those things sometimes will cause people to do amazing things and sometimes, you know, some horrible things as well. And, you know, I think, and there are people who will do whatever they feel like they have to do to attain that thing that represents power for them. Do you think power almost is a character in this book, Tosca, that really kind of looms among all of the characters?
I think so. I think, and I actually talk more about that idea in the sequel, which I just wrapped up a couple months ago. Definitely power, the idea of power plays into it. Self-power, the power even of letting go of something, the idea of power over another and the consequences of that, power over circumstances or the illusion of power and how we try to trick ourselves into thinking we have power over something that we truly don't. And sometimes the most powerful thing we can do is to let something go and let it play out the way it's going to play.
Yeah, I think that is it. There is an interesting line, and I'm known for doing this, Tosca, because for one thing, I tell everyone I'm a self-professed nerd. And so I read certain things, and it resonates with me in my own life. And I mentioned this even in my review, that it's so interesting that books like this that may seem so far-fetched in some ways kind of do mm-hmm. remind us of our own lives. And one of the things that was said in the book that I thought was really kind of powerful was a line about living and existing. Mm-hmm. It said, but as much as we want to live, we are far too good at merely existing. And I think that says so much about mm-hmm. about us, how there are so many of us who are not truly living life and doing the most. Mm-hmm. And even Audra at one point in the book talks about realizing the importance of the moment and making the most mm-hmm. of the moment and not trying to do anything about what's already happened. I mean, do you think that is one of those themes in this book, the importance of realizing that, that life really is a contact sport and that you have to be active mm-hmm. or you will kind of fall to the whims of whoever's around you?
I absolutely do. I mean, there's two main ideas there. The first is, yes, it is a contact sport. We have to, I think that, you know, a life fully lived has so much to do with, you know, knowing what's important, knowing the people that are important in our lives, and actively pursuing those things and those people and time with them and being present. And that is the second thing, is being present in the moment, because the past doesn't exist anymore. And it's so easy to dwell in the past, whether we're dwelling in painful situations or things we've already accomplished or unforgiveness of somebody. You know, those things are this, you know, the past is gone. The future hasn't happened. We spend so much time worrying about the future. I mean, that's what worry and fear is all about. It's about not living right in the moment right now. And when we can slow down, I know this for myself, when I can slow down and be fully present and say, this is it, this is the only moment that counts right now, suddenly there's very little to be afraid of, because fear comes from worrying about something other than this moment. So being present, it's very hard. I have to, you know, consciously try to live in the moment. I think that's something we can spend our whole lives trying to master, but it is the only moment that matters.
Right, it is, and that's the thing. We mentioned your readers earlier. I want to go back to them, because you mentioned, I mean, you are connected to them, I mean, in such a major way, Tosca, through social mm-hmm. media in particular, where you mm-hmm. have literally thousands of them who are staying mm-hmm. connected with you and keeping up with every tweet and every, you know, Facebook post. I mean, it, you know, how does that add into the equation for you of how you're able to enjoy this life that you have and enjoy the blessings that have come your way as a storyteller that is so beloved?
Oh, well, it's such a pleasure to be able to connect with those readers. And I know so many of their names, and sometimes they're surprised when they come to a signing or something, when they say something and I know their name, because I recognize them, especially with the help of social media. And obviously these days, you know, we spend so much time doing that. But I know them, and that is so rewarding. And yes, you know, I forget a lot of names too. I'm at the age now where I'm forgetting things, and I recently became a mom of four when I got married and acquired kids. So yes, I drop a lot of balls here and there and forget a lot of things. But I think it's such a privilege to be able to recognize those names and faces and just connect, because, you know, once again, that's why we tell stories. We tell stories to share our experiences, you know, even if they're made up, because, you know, fiction has truth in the middle of it. We
right.
call it the lie that tells the truth, right? And
right.
at the end of the day, our human experience really is more the same than it is different. So I love my readers. I have the greatest readers in the world, and I just love them.
Yeah. I think there is, you know, and I even said to you before we went on here, Tosca, that I think that is the interesting thing, that, you know, it is funny how these books are able to kind of take us, again, along our own journey, for sure. I mentioned also to you before we went on about the journey, how it is a literal journey, of course, that Audra is on, but also I think an inward journey as well, because I think mm-hmm. there's a thing about not only going on this path, but also realizing the power of what's inside. I mean, since you wrote this in first person, was that discovery also something that you enjoyed about creating this character?
Absolutely. And, you know, this story is really about the idea of identity and who are you really? You know, if you strip away your job and your roles, you know, as a brother, sister, father, mother, student, or whatever you are, neighbor, if you strip all those things away and strip away your experiences, the things that we think define us, who are you really? And that's what the story is about. And sometimes to really discover ourselves, we kind of have to go through this process of forgetting. And it's a scary process, because anytime we feel like we're losing our identity, whether we've lost a job or whether the kids have moved away and suddenly we're empty nesters and we think, now who am I? You know, anytime we go through that process of confronting who we really are and touching on that identity, it's a little scary because, you know, if there's safety and comfort and security and thinking that, you know, we're safely nestled in this identity. But those things, those experiences, those rules, those aren't really who we are. Who we are is something that's very central to our spirit and our soul. So the book is really about that idea.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that I thought of too, Tosca, for me, that was a big takeaway, and it went to a conversation that Audra was able to have with Ivan, and that was the idea that Audra had something special. And I thought about that for readers out there, especially young readers, to realize that that we all have something special, you know. And it's for us to be able to treasure that thing, whatever that may be, and it may be different for other people. And I thought too the fact that, you know, what you have is not for someone else; it's for you, and that you have to be able to recognize that thing. I mean, that to me was a powerful thing, you know, because I think so many times we look at other people and we judge, you know, what it means to be successful or what it means to have something based on what people's ideals are. But I think Ivan really reminded Audra in some ways that, you know, you have been given something special. Something has been given to you, and it's up to you to protect that, right?
Yeah, and I truly believe that everybody has a set of superpowers. And I think that sometimes the challenges that we have that we think are, you know, the opposite of superpowers are really unique filters on the world that we are given. And, you know, I have friends that deal with things like anxiety or depression or, in my case, I have dealt with those things, and I also have OCD. And these are, you know, that's been a lifelong challenge for me, but it's also a unique filter that I have on the world around me that actually I can apply in certain situations and really turn into a strength. You know, can it cripple me at times? Absolutely. But, you know, as we learn more about ourselves and learn how to use those patterns in our own lives and our behaviors, we really can turn them into strengths almost. I mean, there are ways that we can absolutely harness the ways that our brains work, you know, to process the world in a way totally different than everybody else. And I really want to share that message with people, because as I continue to meet my readers, I meet so many readers going through unique experiences, difficult challenges, dealing with things, whether it's ADD, ADHD, depression, anxiety, and they're all special and unique.
Right. I think that is it. What a powerful thing, and what a great thing for us to take away from this book, as well as, of course, from our own lives. Again, everyone, Tosca Lee has been our guest. Great conversation with you, Tosca. The new book is The Progeny. It's out now. Make sure you all get your copy from your favorite bookstore, or you can head over to our friends at Amazon.com and be able to get it for yourself. Tosca, you have a whole lot that's going on right now. How can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with your scheduling and what's coming up next?
Well, you can always connect with me at my website, which is Tosca Lee, TOSCALEE.com. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram and Snapchat. I'm everywhere. So, and I try to respond to everybody. Sometimes it gets a bit crazy.
Sure.
And sometimes I can't keep up, but I do my best. So reach out for sure.
Make sure you all are staying connected with Tosca. Tosca, thank you so much for the time. Really appreciate it. And looking forward to having you back again. I'm glad I picked up on the fact you said that there's a book too. So I'm looking forward to speaking with you about that when it releases, okay?
Coming in February. Thank you so much, Cyrus. And thank you for your review. And thank you for your time today.
Hey, thank you for that. I really appreciate it. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment, and for our radio audience, another great hour of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Tosca or our previous guest, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. I've already tagged Tosca both on Facebook and Twitter, so you guys can easily find her there on our page. But if you click on that link, you can listen to the show completely for free and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.